Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Selle here on a very brisk November evening. Excited to be sharing with you something that I posted to my Facebook wall about a month ago. I did a note on my wall about the power of words, and I thought, you know, I really need to put this into an audio. So here we go. You know, we know it, but we consistently forget the power that words have over us and others and the importance of choosing them wisely in every situation. You know, it's a very deep subject. Have you ever had somebody cut you down with words? Of course you have. And it certainly doesn't feel good, right? But what effect does it have on you long term? Words are especially hurtful when they come from somebody we love or that is supposed to love us. And I'm amazed at how insults spoken over us become curses that manifest throughout our lives, in our relationships, and in our self-talk. Matthew 15:18 says, "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man." Isn't that powerful? And isn't that interesting? You know, I've learned the seriousness of choosing words wisely. Have you ever said something that you regret, and then you apologize to the person you said it to? But even though you might have been sincere in your apology, those words can't be taken back. And for all you know, they may echo in that person's mind for the rest of their life, even though they might have accepted your apology. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." And essentially what it's saying is that you get what you speak. So what are you speaking, ladies and gentlemen? Are you speaking blessings or curses? You know, coming up as an entrepreneur, I used to sabotage myself with negative talk. I didn't realize it at the time, but I had so many brushes with greatness and I never quite hit the tipping point because of poor self-image, low self-esteem, and the negative words that proceeded out of my mouth. Now, in hindsight, I can easily see where I veered wrong, and the person that I am today, I would have never fallen. There are some words that need to be eradicated from your vocabulary immediately. And this is going to take practice. Here's a list. The word but. Replace but with the word and. And here's an example. I want to reach $10,000 a month in residual income, but it's going to take a lot of focus. Or, replacing that word, I want to reach $10,000 a month in residual income, and it's going to take a lot of focus. Can you feel the difference there? Using and is almost like making an affirmation. The word try, man, I hate this word. You need to replace the word try with I will. There is no trying. You either will or you won't. The word can't, I want to encourage you. Can't is only a belief. Replace it with yes, I can. This is the new belief that you use to replace can't. Yes, you can do this. Someday. Someday never comes unless you mark it on your calendar and plan on it. Ladies and gentlemen, once it's marked, someday disappears, and you can say, on this day, I plan to do X. Can you feel the power in that? Impossible. Replace with challenging. Remember, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, then it can achieve. Some things are more challenging than others, but nothing is impossible when you refuse to move from your stance. Should. I should lose some weight. How about this word, intend? I intend to lose some weight. Intend to stop saying the word should. Maybe. Sort of like might. Maybe I will work out later. Use I will work out later. Maybe is non-committal. How are you going to manifest anything if you're not committed? You either will or you won't. Yes or no, your choice. I quit. You know, as an entrepreneur, I've fallen on my face many times in business and in pursuing my dreams. And there were times that I did quit, but I didn't quit for long. You know, nowadays, nobody but God can make me quit. No calamity, no personal crisis, no bad news, no financial crisis, no person, no letdown. Nothing can make me quit anymore. And when you decide that you're never quitting, ladies and gentlemen, then success is assured. The only question is when. You literally change your stance and you force circumstances to turn your way because of your steadfast resolve. I have a few personal stories I'm going to share later to elaborate on this one subject alone. So there you have it. Completely eradicate the words we just covered from your vocabulary and your thinking, and you are sure to see positive changes and improvements in your life. It's an undeniable fact. Don't allow words spoken over you to affect your trajectory. After all, they're just thoughts of somebody else, and they have no power that you don't give them. When I talk about my plans, my dreams, my desires, etc., I always say, I will do this. And then I back it up with, Lord willing, because only God has the freedom to change my course or steer me in a better direction. I don't care what people say or predict. I don't care what the devil says. I will do it because I will never quit. No matter how long it takes, I intend for these things and they will happen. Can you feel the power and the conviction in those statements? Man, I'm getting amped up just talking about it right now. So folks, I want you to be encouraged. Whatever your dream is, you can do it. Okay, now go out and be awesome. And until next time, this is Tom Selle saying thanks and God bless.